Banned gamblers may be prevented from claiming jackpots in Nevada. Nevada's gambling regulator is considering a proposal that could prevent banned gamblers from collecting jackpots at casinos throughout the state. The Nevada Gaming Control Board, NGCB, has turned its attention to the issue due to an increase in disputes between casinos and players, particularly involving cases where a banned individual wins a jackpot after returning to the property. For example, recently, the Casablanca Resort was required to pay $2,045 to a banned guest who won the jackpot last year. As a result, the regulator is considering a proposal that would enable land-based casinos to withhold jackpot payouts from individuals who have been previously banned. This policy would also apply to those listed in Nevada's Black Book, which is a roster of individuals prohibited from entering any casino in the state. Those on this list are often included due to a notorious or unsavory reputation, resulting in a lifetime ban from all gaming establishments. Input from casino industry required. The NGCB plans to discuss this proposal in detail with the gaming industry before moving forward with a formal vote. While there is no rush to implement the new policy, some aspects of it still need to be clarified. For instance, under the proposed rules, casinos would not be obligated to reimburse the losses leading up to the jackpot win. However, they would need to return the amount wagered that resulted in the jackpot. If the proposal is approved, both land-based and online casinos will need to update their policies accordingly. Assuming the final draft of the proposal remains unchanged, they would be required to display information about the new rule at their entrances. Unanswered questions and concerns. Some uncertainties remain regarding the proposal's implications. NGCB member Brittany Watkins raised a question about whether the ban would extend to all affiliated casinos or just the specific property where the individual is banned. Nevada Senior Deputy Attorney General Mike Somps explained that the applicability would depend on the exact language used in the policy. NGCB Chair Kirk Hendrick welcomed the regulator's engagement with the issue and acknowledged the strain on the board due to the volume of disputes between casinos and patrons. He suggested that state legislators might also consider addressing these conflicts to ease the burden on the regulator. Quote, "We don't have the staff to handle trespassers claiming multiple scenarios on how they were trespassed and how they were noticed. That's an issue between the property and alleged trespasser." Kirk Hendrick, NGCB Chair.